Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ray Herbert. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cotter. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brinkman. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hinton. Fox reaches second base with a double. Aparicio goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham strikes out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hinton throws the ball into Brinkman, who tags Robinson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is hit by the pitch. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Hershberger reaches second base with a double. Landis moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Landis scores. Hershberger moves to third. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to second for the out. Hershberger scores. Two outs. It's 4 to nothing, White Sox. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a line drive towards the mound. Herbert catches it and throws to first to double up Hinton. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 1 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Smith reaches second base with a double. Ramon Condi pinch hits for Jim Landis. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ramon Condi now playing third base. Mike Hershberger now playing center field. Al Smith now playing left field. Floyd Robinson now playing right. F. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Daniels. Herbert moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aparicio is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearcel is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearcel takes first base on ball 4. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 1 in the game. Cottier hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Condi fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0 for 1 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0 for 2 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, White Sox. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi is 0 for 1 in the game. Condi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Retzer hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Locke moves to second. Jim King pinch hits for Benny Daniels. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Condi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hoban now pitching. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Herbert strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearcel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hershberger, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-2 in the game. Bright hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Aparicio moves to third. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-3 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobaugh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Aparicio scores. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hinton strikes out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Retzer takes first base on ball 4. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ramon Condi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Condi is 0-for-2 in the game. Condi hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hershberger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Condi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Ed Hobaugh. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Cotina now pitching. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-4 in the game. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cotina fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cotter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotter is 0-for-3 in the game. Cotter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 0-for-3 in the game. Bright hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.